When someone gets deep into prayer life, they live a three-dimensional spirituality marked by an inward journey towards the self, an upward journey towards God, an outward journey towards others and rest of creation. Which is the first of all commandments? The first, you must love the Lord your God, and you must love your neighbor as yourself. At the time of Jesus, the rabbis could count up to 613 commandments contained in the law. 365 were prohibitive, that is, don't do this, and 248 were prescriptive, do this. Some of the rabbis considered all these commandments to be equally important, while others continued to debate in order to identify the most important commandment. That is why the scribe in the gospel story of today had reasons to ask Jesus, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Apparently, Jesus gives an answer here that is similar to those given by other rabbis. For instance, there is a story about one Rabbi Hillel who lived a few years before Jesus. A pagan went to Rabbi Hillel and challenged him, "I will believe in the value of Torah if you can teach me the whole law while I stand on one foot." The Rabbi Hillel replied, "Don't do to your neighbor what you would not want done to yourself. This is the whole law, and all the rest is only a commentary." This is a negative rendering, don't do. However, Jesus picks up two sentences and summarizes the Torah in positive terms, and he says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." So this is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. "And you must love your neighbor as yourself." This is taken from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus would add a linking sentence. The second resembles the first. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus would add this linking sentence. In the Gospel of Luke, the lawyer would combine the two in one breath. However, in all the synoptic Gospels, the summary has three dimensions that are put together as the first commandment: love yourself, love your neighbor, and love the Lord your God. So love the Lord your God. Jesus repeats the words of the scriptures. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The love of God is tangible when we are praying and functioning in the world and interacting with people, being aware of God's presence. A prayer in which we are just asking God for His favor does not contemplate the love of God. However, a type of prayer in which we are just available to God, opening up our hearts to Him, just listening to Him, becomes an expression of the love of God. And when this attitude becomes a habit in our daily life, and not necessarily tied to specific moments of prayer, then we begin to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Often our prayers are focused on praying just to get some favors out of God. But in the form of prayer that we can call meditation or contemplation, we focus on God as an end in Himself. God becomes real to us. One young lady who contemplates using the Jesus prayer put it rather plainly, I have learned through silence God can speak to me. Because if we focus on God, we can feel God's presence. The second word we have seen, as you love yourself. Contemplative prayer facilitates the journey into the depths of oneself. This journey helps us to get in touch with our own inner desires, and this prepares us to be empathetic towards others' desires. And because we are created in the image of God, by getting in touch with the inner self, we get in touch with God. The self-awareness that emerges out of true prayer is also accompanied by humility and self-control. When we start meditating, we feel like being in the presence of God, so we are humble. We feel like we are not ourselves, we just feel humble. The third, love your neighbor. This process of focused movement towards God and getting in touch with oneself is also accompanied by a genuine sense of compassion towards others. And forgiveness becomes easier. There is an inner willingness to let go of hurt. In deep contemplation, Christian calling becomes more real, to love God and others while getting in touch with ourselves. Though not easy to be consistent with this in our life's journey, this is what we are called to do. Love God and love neighbor.